looking forward to a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner tonight. As you sit at home and with friends and family, you sit down, you talk together, you interact with one another, you get ready to have, probably, I think this is a time where people should probably start doing some type of turkey dance, you know, learn some type of turkey dance. It's interesting how we know how to do a chicken dance, but do we know how to do a turkey dance? That's the clue. That's what I think we should all learn how to do. What's very interesting today, the name of this show is Toss God Some Donuts. This is the first time the show is actually on air. I hope you guys like it. I hope the listener at home right now is having a wonderful time listening to it and probably waking up to a wonderful time. I don't know if it's me that is actually waking you guys up, or like, I don't know if is it my voice that's actually waking you guys up, or is it the wonderful tasty turkey that you guys probably have in the oven right now that just coming up, just hitting your nostrils, and you're like, woo, can't wait for a wonderful turkey. It's going to be terrific, you know. I wish, honestly, if anyone want to call the station and invite me to your house for dinner, for turkey dinner, I would love to come by, you know, hang out with your family and friends and sit down. We'll probably have a lovely turkey dinner. But I think the best thing about Thanksgiving is that a lot of times we always forget what's the reason for this holiday. And I think the reason for this holiday, as we sit down and look forward for family and friends coming by, sometimes family and friends of relatives we haven't seen for a long time is just a joy. How you doing, my friend? You know, like people you haven't seen for a long time. So that's a great joy. Why I like Thanksgiving. But don't forget Thanksgiving. The best thing about Thanksgiving is that you also get to give thanks. Be thankful for a lot of stuff that you've been given in life. You know, like I'm thankful for a lot of stuff. I'm thankful just to have my good health. You know, I'm thankful for having my family. My family lives in Toronto. I gave them a phone call earlier this morning, which is roughly around 6 o'clock in Toronto time. It's 9 o'clock, right? Vancouver time is 6, Toronto time is 9 o'clock. I gave them a call. I got to give my mom, my dad, brothers and sisters some happy Thanksgiving. So I wish them a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you all do the same thing too to your family. If your family does not live in Vancouver or not in the local area, but it's quite far away, they will love to hear your voice and be like, that's my wonderful, lovely daughter. That's my wonderful, lovely son and wife and kids and so on and so forth. As you continue, another thing you also have to give thanks, anyone want to call, give me a call, give me a phone call. Give me a phone call, because I would like to know what my listeners are thankful for, you know. Also, you could probably say I'm thankful for this and be like, oh my God, I forgot that. I'm also thankful for something like that too, you know. I love that, you know. But yeah, this is what I'll tell you right now. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving give me a day off. Give me a day off from work and stuff. And also give us a lovely long weekend. We get to 3 days off. 3 days off. Yeah, although we get Saturday and Sunday off already. Most people get that in their work. But we also get Monday off. So like 3 days we get to relax, especially we get to relax with family and friends that's going to come over and have a lovely turkey dinner with us. Turkey festive and kids and family, you know, they're off having fun. They seem, you know. I tell you about this. Before I also start the show, I tell you a thing I also like to give thanks to. I want to give thanks to all the CITR people that come through all the time here, people that work here, the staff members. They're fantastic. They're terrific. From my good friend Brenda, to my good friend Robin, to CJ, to Ryan, to Sarah, Megan, Zoe. Yep. All you guys have made my day here since I've been able to come here. You just made it so welcome and so fun. I'm so grateful, well, gracious. I don't know what you want me to do. Bow down on my knees and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You made my time here. It's so wonderful. And you know, many times when I come here, you guys really do a fantastic job lifting my spirits. And I know you guys have a fantastic CD selection. They have really do a fine job here, and I'm really grateful that they have let me join their team, let me join their staff. And you know, I'm just happy, like, you know, like stuff has actually went through, and now I have my own show. I also have to give thanks to my good friend Chris, Parts of Unknown. Chris, he does a show here. Yeah, he does a show here. It's called Parts of it's his name of the show is Parts of Unknown. And Parts of Unknown is the name of his show. And Yeah, a fantastic show and fantastic person. And, you know, when I was getting my show, he was giving me good advice. And also I sat in his show and we had a discussion. I told people about my show. Just a fantastic person. And I probably just, if you come around here, his show starts around, it starts, I think, 1 o'clock. It's a 1 to 3 o'clock show. So it goes from 1 to 3, about 2 hour show, wow, long show. But yeah, you should check out his show. He does a really fantastic, terrific job. And also all the other staff here that does great show. For my good friend who's right after me, Breakfast with the Browns, good friend Peter and James, he's a really, really nice guy. And I also learned a lot of stuff from him. But okay, now time for me to start off with my first song, and then we'll move along. This I love this song a lot. You guys are going to love it. The name of this song is from off the album Elizabeth Hazard's Horrors and Liabilities. Yeah, and the name of the song is These Lines Are Drawn in Black. You're going to love this song. Let's just start off your wonderful Thanksgiving day with These Lines Are Drawn in Black from my good friend Elizabeth Hazard off the album Horrors and Liabilities. Enjoy, folks.
Just turns away before I fall. Am I?
We're back. Right now, we're back on the CITR 101.9 FM. And again, we're listening to Elizabeth Hazard, Whores and Liabilities. I love that song. These lines are drawn in black. Yeah, I love that song. We're going to listen to more songs. Right now, passing by was a custodian at UBC. He's a custodian at UBC. He's my good friend. I just met him today, but good friend already for me. My good friend, Teddy. So, Teddy, how's it going?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're a custodian here at UBC?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah? Where are you from, my man?
I'm from Ethiopia.
Oh, wow. You know, how long have you been in Canada, my friend?
Almost more than 10 years.
Yeah, how do you like Canada?
I love Canada. It's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, my man? About Ethiopia. Tell us a little stuff about Ethiopia. Let's learn a lot of stuff from there.
Ethiopia is right now is good, better than before.
Oh yeah,
it's
that's good.
And a little bit better.
Yeah.
No, much better. A little bit better.
A little bit better. Oh, okay. That's good. Did you call your folks for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah. I have a couple of friends. To go dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I better invite my man Teddy to the dinner, man. Don't forget my man Teddy. Teddy's working hard all the time right now at UBC, waking up, working hard. At the end of the day, he deserves a nice, tasty meal, okay? Make sure the turkey's good enough for my man Teddy, man. Yeah, you give him that Teddy Thanksgiving turkey that he'll eat, and he'll be like, oh my God, I want more of this turkey, man. This thing made my tummy taste so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. What about your family? Your family is here? They live in Canada with you and stuff?
No, it's still Ethiopia, my friend.
Oh, it's still Ethiopia, right?
Yeah.
So I bet you right now you can't wait to bring them over here.
No, yet.
Yeah? Oh, okay. They're going to have to wait for a while and then...
A little while, yeah.
And then you'll bring them over to Canada so they could join you?
Yes, one day soon.
Oh, yeah?
Sooner later.
Okay, that's good. Before you know it, but you gave them a call for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. Good. They probably was happy.
Thank you, my friend. You're cool, man.
Okay. I'll see you later, okay?
See you.
Okay, thanks so much for stopping by. You know, I hope you enjoyed the Thanksgiving dinner and stuff like that with your friend, okay? Happy Thanksgiving, my man.
You too, man. Thanks.
You take it easy. Okay, right now we're going to go to play another track of a song. I hope you guys like it. We're going to go while... the name of this song is off the same album. Off the same. Before I play, I want to tell you. You want to say something to people? Wish them happy Thanksgiving. They want to hear.
Happy Thanksgiving, all Canada.
Yeah. And also to Ethiopia, because we'll probably.
Ethiopia at this album.
Yeah. And everyone in the whole wide world, happy Thanksgiving from me, from Abraham and your friend Ted right now. We're going to go with the next song. The next song is going to be called Death of Plato. The same thing from Elizabeth Hazard, Horrors of Liability. Please enjoy this wonderful song as we move on. To next and more song, but please enjoy the song. Here it goes.
Come in and I'm on my own. In a world
Well, Abraham's back right now in the studio, hanging around with you guys. Yeah, my friend. Yeah. Remember the friend Teddy? He just left. He just left. I was happy that he was able to sit in with us. But I'll tell you right now, he was sweating. If you saw how he was sweating, he said he was so nervous. I couldn't believe this guy was right there. He was so nervous. If you saw the way he was sweating, but I like the guy. The guy's gonna be. I'm gonna try to see if he could come by all the time and hang out with us. Because it's really nice to have someone to talk to in the morning. But I'm going to even say, probably some custodian's going to be walking by and say, yo, just stop by. They're going to hang out with me from whenever, just for a little bit. You know, I hope it's not going to cause him too much trouble. But yeah, he was sweating buckets. I never saw someone sweat like that. But like, he was sweating. But I love the guy. But I don't blame him. He was nervous. He was like, I'm so nervous. But I love the guy, man. The guy's my friend. Anytime you want to hang out with me, he can hang out with me because he's my friend. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to move on. Yeah, but yeah, I want to know what a bunch of you guys are thankful for. And I'm just thinking how the guy was like sweating, if you like so nervous. I've never seen someone like, he was sweating. Oh my god. But I'll tell you right now, I don't know if anyone could call. Just call, give me a phone call. I'd like to know what you guys are thankful for doing this Thanksgiving time, this wonderful Thanksgiving time. I really like to know. I think the yeah, so just call. Yeah, just tell me whatever you're probably thankful for. You know, I don't know, I'm thankful for health, I'm thankful for, you know, I'm thankful for like for my kids, for my family, or anything. I would like to know what you guys are thankful for. I'm thankful for I don't have cavities. That's that's one thing I know I'm thankful for, because I eat a lot of candy, right? That's my thing. I got to stop eating candy. It's not that good for me. And you know, I was hanging around with another DJ, I think DJ Vanessa, very nice friend of mine. And we were talking about candy and stuff like that. I don't know. She's a very good friend of mine. And we was talking about candy. And yeah, we're just talking about candy. We're talking about all these stuff, and she loves candy just as much as I do. And I'm a big candy fan too. I eat a lot of candy. I got to, because I don't want to get cavities, you know. But yeah, that's one thing I'm caring for. I don't have cavities. That's one thing for sure. But you know what's my favorite candy? A lot of people, I'm a big fan of Coffee Crisps. Coffee Crisp is my favorite candy. You know, you had that. Ooh, I love that, man. You know, but yeah, you know, I like too. I like Jolly Rancher. You take a Jolly Rancher, you feel jolly all the time. But we be like, why are you so jolly? I got Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher. I like Jolly Rancher. Another one I like, you know, man, we shouldn't be talking about candy in the morning. This is candy in the morning. Why are people talking about candy in the morning? You can't be talking about candy in the morning. Okay, I'm going to go. I'll tell you right now, another thing, because, you know, also Thanksgiving is the time where a lot of people eat a bunch of stuff. Pretty much you just get a full stomach when you're doing Thanksgiving time. And I was checking this thing out. They were talking about like a hot dog contest, right? And in the hot dog contest, they have the hot dog contest. I always say, if I was in the hot dog contest, I would just go there and just eat and get full. Like, really, that's it. They eat, get full, and be like, I'm done. I don't care if I win the contest. I don't want to win the contest. I just want to get my belly full and get some food into my stomach. Another thing is, I think, like, imagine there was a cookie contest. There was a cookie contest, who could eat a lot of. I like cookie, but I'm a big fan of digestive cookies. And even I like Oreo cookies too. Oreo cookies taste really, really good too. And there's other cookies I like too. Like, I don't know, you ever had yourself one of them, what do you call this? That cookie, I don't know what to call it. You know that one they got the cream inside? Oh my God, you're getting me hungry right now. You got the cream inside, you got the two thin, like a sandwich, right? And right in the middle, they got that strawberry. Oh my God, I just put that in my mouth. I can eat all day. Please don't touch my cookie. That cookie's all for me. Even Cookie Monster would be jealous of me. Chocolate chip cookies are really good too, but you gotta dip that in milk. And then you really, really taste it really well. But I was thinking, like, if there was a cookie contest, who would win that? Guess who? Cookie Monster, he'll win that for sure. He'll go come first place. But I was thinking, like, when I was thinking about the contest, about food contest, I was like, you know, Thanksgiving's time. You also give thanks, but it's time, you know, you get like a lot of meal and you get to eat a lot. I was thinking, like, how do you heat up a hot dog? You know, it's already hot. Like, what would you call it if you heat it up? A hotter dog? It's hotter. I'm sweating over here. You know, and like a chili dog. Is it a cold hot dog? Yeah, cold. Probably Eskimos like chili dog. Right? And like, if you think about it, I was thinking about this too, right? They probably get a chili dog for lunch, right? And for breakfast, Frosted Flakes. They're great. Tell you all that, folks. But I'm going to move right along to the next song. And please, someone, please phone me. Give me a call right now. I just want someone to give me a call. So I really, really like to know what people are thankful for. And, you know, I'm also thankful for a lot of stuff, you know. But slowly, I'll tell you more stuff I'm thankful for. I'm going to play you another song. You guys are going to like this song. This is off the album. This is from the Beatdown, off the album Walking Proud. Walking Proud. It's always good to walk good. And the name of the song is Get It Started. Get It Started. I tell you what, a lot of people want to get started. You want to get that Thanksgiving dinner started, but you can't right now. You're trying to wake up from your sleep. Take it easy. Before you know, you'll be waking up. You get all your energy. You know, probably take the kids a walk. Take the dog a walk. Go out for a walk with your family and friends, with your husband, etc., wife and stuff like that. You're just walking out everywhere, right? Just make sure you go to the park. Take it easy, you know, because, you know, today's a holiday. Tomorrow you're back to work. So right now, you want to get it started before, you know, a lot of people want to get this Thanksgiving dinner started. I want to get some started too, you know. But before we get started, we got to listen to this song that will get us started for us. This song, tell us what we would like to do. And please, and one more time, the name of the song is The Beatdown, Walking Proud. And Walking Proud is the name of the album. The group is The Beatdown. And the song is Get It Started. Get It Started. Get It Started. Here it goes. Folks, it's about time we get this party started. Let's get some music going. Let's get something going on for you guys. That's what I was thinking about. About time we get something started. We get this party started. Thanksgiving party. That's what I would like to get started right now.
The ITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats, performed by The Burning Hat.
Have you heard Pop Goes the World? Jenny played keyboard, Johnny played drums. They called Little Baby and a big bottle. Everybody tell me, have you heard Pop Goes the World? Goes something like this.
Goes the World, man. What a beautiful song from, again, from Have Not Been Seen, Have Not Been the Same. That's the album. Pop Goes the World, with, performed by Men Without Hats. I got a hat on. Men Without Hats. Then buy a hat. I need a hat. If you don't have a hat, it's okay if you don't have a hat in the summertime. But if you need a hat in the wintertime, because it gets cold. I know that for sure. Pop Goes the World. You remember that candy? I don't know if you remember that. Again, I'm a candy person. I eat a lot of candy. I'll let you guys know that right now. But you remember that candy, like the popping candy, you know, you put in your mouth and then you just hear like stuff like popping in your brain. Like it's like some little crystal candy. It's not crystal, but it's kind of like, you know, you put in your mouth and it, oh my God, I just love it. I love it, love it, love it. And then you know that Popeye candy. Love those. It's like little chalk, like skinny chalk. Yep, I love those Popeye's candy. Still have some right now, but I think I got to cool it off with the candy. I think that's my plan. Oh, yeah, for please, please, I still haven't here. The phone's not ringing. Please, someone, please, please call. I want to know what you're thankful for. Again, if you don't know the phone number for, you know, in fact, I should give you guys a phone number. The phone number for this place is 604-604-604-822-822-822-CITR. So again, 604-822-CITR. Call so I can know what you guys are thankful for. It would be really, really nice to hear from you folks. Like again, the name of the show is Toss God Some Donuts. But because it's Thanksgiving today, I think it's about time we call it, just for today, Toss God Some Turkeys. Right? And I'll tell you about it. I was thinking about this. Someone's calling. Someone's calling. Well, I'm just going to go to the next song while I pick up the phone. Hold on, right back. I hope you guys, I'm just going to let you guys know what you guys was listening to. You guys listening to Ocean Bloom from Wayspoon. Really fine song. And I was thinking, like, someone just called. Let me give a shout out to the guy who called, my good friend Liam. He's going to be at UBC. He's just thankful right now that he has a job. Also a roof over his head and everything. And happy Thanksgiving to my friend Liam. Happy Thanksgiving to others. Please. My phone, I want the phone to be ringing off, ringing. So people telling me what they're thankful for. I'm just happy that Liam called, and anyone else who wants to call, please call. I'd really like to know what you guys are thankful for this Thanksgiving time. And one more time, I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving to all. And the next song will be from Miracle World Dreamers. Name of the song is Rooftop. Yeah, Rooftops from Miracle Dreamers, Hellfire and Bone. Hellfire and Bone.
I'm climbing Jacob's ladder to our cabin in the stars. Top floor of this house of dreams, I hear you playing your guitar. Taking a chair, I pick up my old arch top, looking down onto the world below. Rooftops are all I see, looking out our window, branches bend into the wind. Garden hose snakes across a dry summer lawn, the clouds roll. With our friends, voices are shadows on the walls. Counting the days that lie ahead like highway markers, like mountain roads that rise and fall. Still here we are, singing songs together, looking out onto a wonderland. Bend beneath the storm. Snowmen gaze up to a cold winter sky. The clouds roll. Truths in the hall. Will the old folks still playing our guitars, looking out onto the world we made? Rooftops are all I see, looking out our window, flowers dancing with the wind. Watching Sam playing in the backyard, the clouds roll.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, folks, and I think all we see on Thanksgiving is all I see right now is turkeys. Not right now, but I bet you some of you guys, when you guys wake up in the morning, you guys are all gonna see turkeys. Tasty time. This is the Thanksgiving one more time. You're listening to UBC. You're listening to CITR here at the UBC campus, CITR 101.9 FM. at Vancouver, BC. Again, the song, the previous song was Milkwood Dreamers from Hellfire and Bone. And, I'm going to play for you another song. This is off, this is a song I really, really like. First of all, I really like this artist, my good friend, although I never met her, but I consider her a good friend of mine already, Kathleen Edwards. Her name is off the album Voyager. The name of the song is Empty Threat. Wonderful song, and a wonderful, talented artist. I really like her stuff, so here it goes. Enjoy, folks. Back. I'm not moving to America. I live in Canada. She was born in Ottawa. Yeah, my good friend Kathleen Edwards was born in Ottawa. She probably moved to America for a while so she could focus on her musical career and get more famous and more famous. But last time I was researching about her, she's doing a fantastic job. She's becoming a superstar, as we all hope, and she will be continue to become a fantastic song. Keep up the great work, my friend Kathleen Edwards, and I love your album. So really, really good job. I just want to say I got this I was thinking, like, this is a joke. I was thinking, why did the turkey cross the road? So it could get over to your house for Thanksgiving. Yeah, I was thinking, like, are the best turkeys made from turkey? You know, I would like to go visit someone's house and someone who lives in Turkey and see, you know, like the type of turkey they make or and Thanksgiving and stuff like that. That would be really, really fun. But moving along, folks, we're moving on to the next song. This song is from Graffiti Six. The name of the album is called Colors, and the name of the song is Stare Into the Sun. Stare Into the Sun. I'm not going to stare into the sun. I might go blind. Please. I don't want to stare into the sun. I can stare into the moon, but I can't stare into the sun. I don't want to go blind. But the name of the song is Stare Into the Sun by Graffiti Six off the album Colors. Please, folks, enjoy. I like the song. This is a good song. So...
There ain't a cloud in the sky or nothing. I see the birds, they fly on something. This is the summer, it's the summer full of color, baby. The sun is shining down for lovers, but not for me, it shines for others. You gave me love, babe, now it's over.
I used to sit at home all day, hey. a waste away.
So salacious. That's right. So salacious. Join Sprocket and Scuds One as they take you through the variations of electro, swing, hip-hop and alternative music. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Abraham's back. Abraham's back on CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC campus, Vancouver, BC. Yeah, I think I'm going to move right along to the next song. Again, folks, I hope anyone, please call in, to the show. I would like to also know what other people are thankful for. It's really, really nice. Next song I'm going to play for you guys is off the album. It's by Foxy Shazam. The name of the album is The Church of Rock and Roll. Wow, rock and roll. And the name of the song is Holy Touch. Wow, tell me about that. I'll tell you something, folks. I don't have the Holy Touch, but I do got the Golden Touch. King Midas. Nah, I'm playing around. Yeah. You guys like the song. Here it goes. Your holy touch, please, someone just heal me with your holy touch. I want to feel some of that so I could be healed from the holy touch. Yeah, also I was thinking, like, this is a Thanksgiving, right? So I don't know, probably some people go to church, probably, yeah, some people probably go to church Thanksgiving, get some holy touch water. Yeah. But I will go there's other songs. There's another song I really, really, really like. This is from Portage, Maine. Wow, but that other song really fantastic. Holy touch. I like it. Sounds really well. Really good. Portage, Maine, off the album Portage, Maine, from the group Portage, Maine. The name of the song is What Have I Done? Yep, I tell you what, some of you guys are going to be doing later on, eating turkey. Eating the whole turkey. That'll be pretty funny. But, okay. Portage, Maine, from the album Portage, Maine, What Have I Done? Wow. Abraham is back right now in the studio. Yep. The next song, we're just going to move right along. The next song is from Long Weekends. Right? We're in a long weekend. Tell me about that. It's from Long Weekends. The name of the album is Don't Reach Out. Yeah. Don't Reach Out. And it's... No, the name of the album is Don't Reach Out 7. The name of the song is Don't Reach Out. Wow, interesting. Almost similar. And yeah, the name of the song is Don't Reach Out. The name of the album is Don't Reach Out 7 by The Long Weekend. Enjoy. This is a good song. Well, folks, yeah, the two songs was played there. The first one was Elizabeth Hazard, Horrors and Liability. The name of the song was Arrows, Columns and Arrows. Right? The second song was, again, The Long Weekends from, yeah, the name of the album is Don't Reach Out 7. Not 1, 2, 3, but Don't Reach Out 7. And the name of the song was Don't Reach Out. Both are fantastic songs, fantastic song.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Good tunes for you guys, you know? Yeah, really, really good tunes for you guys so we could continue to entertain you guys. Yeah, the music that's here, we select the music. We select all the music. Like, all the music I've been playing for you guys so far is music I selected, so I hope you guys like the song, which also encouraged me to know, wow, Abraham, you got good taste, you know? We're coming down to almost the end of the show. Although we got some more minutes left, I'm going to continue right along to more music. The next song is called, it's off the album, The Holiday. It's from the artist, The Holiday Crowd, and it's off the album, Over the Bluffs. Yep. Never. The name of the song is Never Speak of It Again. What? You know. I don't know. It's just funny. And Bluffs, yeah. But, yeah. The Holiday Crowd, Over the Bluffs, Never Speak of It Again. What? You know. I don't know. I used to do that when I was a kid a lot of times. Enjoy, folks.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Yep. Nice to be back here again. Oh, yeah, I was thinking, I'll tell you about, this is something I was thinking about over the weekend. I was wondering, like birds. I want to know, like, when birds, because I was thinking about turkeys and stuff like that. I was thinking, like, when birds are out there, let's say some birds actually eat butterflies, right? I want to know, what's the side effects when a bird eats a butterfly? They feel nervous? That would be really funny to know. And I don't know, you ever notice, I feel like this, right? You ever notice, like, books borrowed from the library has to be returned in the same condition it left, right? Cookbooks are returned smelling like food. Yeah. And it's easy to know which of the good cookbooks. If it smells good, take it home. Oh, man. If it smells good, I'm taking this. It smells like ravioli. You know what? It smells like macaroni and cheese. I'm taking this home with me today. Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. And macaroni and cheese. I love books that smells good. I was thinking, I can't help but think. And to get back to the birds too, right? You ever thought, like, the birds, like, you see, like, bird, like, there's some birds that just, like, stay outside people's stores, right? And, I think the intelligent birds are the ones that outside the bakery store, you know, because they could get food all the time. They get, Thanksgiving is theirs every day. You know, they get to eat as much food as they want, you know, because the bakery guy got to toss them some bread, like, any, you know, just toss them some bread, or bread that's going to expire, or they're going to throw out the bread. It's probably toss the bird, those type of food, probably, instead of them throwing it out, right? Yeah. I always thought, like, wow, those birds are probably outside those, like, bakery store, any store that deals with bread or flour or anything like that, must be pretty smart. Pretty smart. Right. Well, we're going to move on to the next song. This song I really, really like. This is from a really good band, a really good group, too. For sure you'll like the song, because I'm a big fan of the band. And I'm a big fan of this band, of this group. So I think they're from Swedish. They're from Sweden. The group, the two people from Sweden. They started out the band. I think they did well in the UK. They did a fantastic job in the UK, which all of a sudden brought them over here to Canada. Not to Canada. I think they're gonna go on a tour or something like that. But all I could say right now is I like this stuff. In fact, this. When I listened to the song, I'm like, wow, they're fantastic, fantastic musicians. And I said, because I like it so much, I got to make sure I let you guys hear them. The name of the band is First Aid Kit. Yeah, interesting name, man. First Aid Kit. The album title is The Lion's Roar. It was released in the UK in January 2012, which is like this year, in January of this year. And it's a folk song. Genre is a folk. Name of the song is Emmy Lou. Emmy Lou. Yeah, from First Aid Kit. Here it goes, from CITR 101.9 FM, UBC. Listening right now to First Aid Kit, The Lion's Roar, Emmy Lou.
Thank you. Yep, yep, yep. Nice, 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 nice song. That's why I decided to make sure I play it for you guys early this morning while you guys are getting ready. Some of you guys are probably getting ready to wake up and look forward to the day. This is your guy, DJ Abe. Abraham, DJ Abraham, have been so far entertaining you guys throughout. Yeah, yeah, I think we got down to the last the show. I think the show is almost done. I think this is it. I think, what else do you want me to say? Yes? Yeah, just today was my debut on Thanksgiving Day. I just want to thank, I got to give thanks to a lot of Teddy, who was early here earlier today. We sat down from Ethiopia. Thanks so much for coming by to do the interview with me. I saw him walking by, said, hey, come sit down, we'll have a little chat. And then also to Liam, who called in. Thanks. Nice to know that, you know. And for those who probably couldn't call, don't worry about it. Just want to say thank you for so much for listening to me this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to all, everyone in all over the world. And love you all. Every fiber of my being. Thanks so much for listening to. I'm just gonna leave you guys with one more song. Love you all. Happy Thanksgiving again. This is Abraham, CITR 101.9 FM. Show Toss Got Some Donuts. I'll catch you guys next week, Monday. I'm just gonna leave you guys with one more tune. Take it easy. Good luck. God bless. Well, folks, nice to I'll catch you guys next week Monday. I'm just gonna the next show is Breakfast with the Browns with my good friend. You're gonna love him. I think he does a fantastic job anytime he's around here. His name is James. He hosts. Usually Peter's here too, but James is here. And take it easy, folks. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right, welcome to Breakfast with the Browns, and we're here CITR FM 101.9. And hope you enjoyed the last, hour and a half or so. That's great. There we go. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Toss God Some Donuts. That's the name of the show. You know, I've only been here a couple times when...